to Freaked Out. Today we've got a pre-episode to our fabulous show that Landon and I will be putting together. My name is Liz Mott, and this is
Landon Mott.
And we together are going to be bringing you Freaked Out. Freaked Out is going to be a podcast in relation to pretty crazy things going on. Anything in relation to rape, murder, weird, unsolved mysteries, you name it. We are going to be going hard at it. So I'll give you a little introduction to myself. My name is Liz Mott. I have been doing readings for almost 18 years. Professionally, the last 7 years. I basically started out by giving friends and family members reading. Soon after that, everyone wanted one from me. So I started to pursue it a little bit more. I ended up leaving my job and started working at a psychic shop, which also helped me a lot because I had an opportunity to obtain more clientele. And everyone came back with positive experiences from me. So I continued to follow this dream. It was not intentional. It just kind of landed on my lap. From there, I started doing events and private parties just based on word of mouth. And that was the only, and at that time, I was only doing psychic types of readings. I did a little bit of mediumship here and there, but I didn't include it in a service. There was only one client at the time that I had that I would do mediumship readings for, and I did them 2 to 3 times a week with her for almost 5 years. So that alone gave me the experience to start building up on my mediumship. But it really did help me up and help me build upon my abilities. And I have some crazy stories alongside of that particular client, which we'll refer to her later. I call her Izzy. I was doing really well at the time. Unfortunately, COVID hit and all of my readings were not really coming in anymore. So Landon had made a suggestion to try TikTok to promote myself again, and it worked well. It worked beyond my wildest dreams. I currently have a following of 365,000 followers, and I have helped with so many cases, and also people that are just looking for that closure. I decided that because a lot of people really enjoyed the missing person cases, that we were going to go along and start a podcast of our own, trying to help people out in a bigger form. Solve crimes and basically talk about some bizarre things. So that's my story. Now I'd like Landon to introduce himself to you guys.
Hey guys, this is Landon. So I do not really have the mediumship ability like Liz does, but I do have psychic abilities. And it started for me when I was about 7. I'd gotten my first premonition. My family shut me down and basically told me that it was just a dream and don't worry about it. Go back to sleep, whatever. And then I didn't really talk about it until I was about 15 again. I had gotten another severe premonition about my friend. I had told her, and she was, like, completely freaked out. She didn't talk to me for, like, 2 weeks because it came true.
What was the premonition?
So I had a dream that her house started on fire.
Oh, my God.
Her and her family. And I said, like, you won't get out if you don't go fast. And sure enough, later that night, about 3 a.m., I get a phone call saying, I hate you. My house is on fire.
Wow. So she kind of like blamed you for that situation?
Basically. So that also was another reason why I shut down after that and didn't want to tell anybody anything until I met you.
Yeah. I mean, I would have definitely done the same situation, same thing in that situation for sure. So crazy. Thank you for that. Well, the other part of this story is Landon and I, we actually have been together since 2018. We met in the summer of 2017. We became instant friends. We had quite a romantic whirl for about a year, and that was probably the hardest part of our relationship, but it made us appreciate each other so much more. It takes a pretty strong man to deal with all that I do and deal with, and my brain is constantly going all the time, and I have a hard time focusing. And Landon keeps me on track. Landon makes sure I get everything I need The compatibility is unreal, and we're definitely soulmates. And we met at a garage sale, for those of you who constantly ask us. Landon and I were, again, like I said, we had just met. We were both involved in other relationships. And I kind of pulled him aside, and what did I say?
You said, "You have a tattoo on your arm for your grandfather." And then I immediately looked at you, and I was like, yeah? And then you said, "Yeah, and it's for him, but you also have some sort of writing on your arm with it, but he doesn't call you that anymore."
And I freaked him right out, but he was intrigued.
That's when I became her biggest fan.
He did. He actually said that to me that day. This podcast will be an extension of what we already do on TikTok, but it'll be an unedited version of it. Meaning I'll give you all the stuff that I can't say there. For instance, if there's cases in relation to rape or murder or suicide or murder suicides or
homicides,
anything. Crazy, bizarre
dismemberment
situations.
Dismemberment of bodies, sex trafficking, you name it.
And we want to talk to you about the nitty-gritty here. So we want to make sure you understand the lingo so that we will give you a couple of definitions so that you kind of
understand.
Follow along. Exactly. So the psychic readings, basically psychic readings are used to predict people's past, present, and future. And I have done this type of reading for nearly 18 years now. And that is where I first started. So that there is in relation to anything futuristic. Now, usually people use tools like a pendulum or tarot cards or runes or crystal balls even. Where I use tarot. Landon, you also use tarot, right?
Yes.
We both used to use tarot. I used it more before. Now I don't use it as much. I use my intuitive ability, which an intuitive ability is the same thing as a psychic, because you can read into people's past, presents, or futures, but you're not doing it with tools. So I just pull it out of my own visions. Mediumship is when you speak to spiritual energy that provides messages for you. So basically, that means I'm talking to people that have already passed on, and I am relaying a message to somebody in front of me. Now, I have no control over the information that comes forward. The spirit has to take my energy in order to communicate with me. Plus, I also have to use my own energy to be able to obtain the information. So it's kind of like doubling up on a battery.
Definitely. I would say being on your phone and running 10 apps at the same time while you're not charging it.
So it does take a lot out of you. And the amount of readings I do in a day, nobody should do that many. So I'm going to be cutting those down.
So we're also going to have some frequently asked questions here. And we'll give you the answers to those frequently asked questions.
Ooh, exciting.
So here's a question. Can you hear or see the spirits?
That is a good question. That question, though, it kind of varies. It depends on the spirit. As you and I sit here in front of each other, you are not a big fan of spicy food. I love spicy food. Spirits are the same way. Some prefer to come through me for voice. Some prefer to come through images. And also, they show me themselves a little bit. Some spirits show me everything. From facial features right down to their height and age gap or age range, while others just kind of come as a shadowy figure. So again, it depends on the spirit. And also it depends on how long they've been gone for. That also sometimes takes time. Spirits need that time to be able to set up and understand how the spiritual world works. I have been learning this for 18 years, and I've only hit like 5% of what is out there. These people are learning so much more in that small amount of time, and they have to figure out ways to provide signs.
Here's another good question. Is it draining?
It is beyond draining. Each reading takes a little bit of me every time. So when I do a reading, if I've got like 10, by the time I get to the last one at the end of the day, I'm already on like 5% battery and dead.
What are the pros and cons of your gift?
The pros are I get to help people. I get to help people feel good, solve their situations, help people, genuinely help people make massive choices in their life, or provide closure to people that, you know, need answers. That is the benefits. The negatives is, unfortunately, people look at me like a walking, talking psychic ball, and unfortunately, when that happens, I kind of get discouraged a little bit. But, you know, there's always...
You gotta keep on moving forward.
Exactly. There's always good and bad with everything.
All right, let's move on to another question. Do you ever get scared during a reading?
I have gotten scared a few times during readings. Not normally my one-on-one sessions. It's when I go out into the world looking for spirits. I had one spirit try to come home with me. They were trying to, so we had gone to the graveyard that is fairly close to my home. And in that graveyard, there was a pretty difficult, angry, frustrated spirit who was probably from the 1800s at the time that wanted me to help find his family. And I was kind of trying to explain to him that I didn't think anyone that he hung out with was still alive. And he didn't like my answer. So he pulled on my arm and I had a physical injury from this spirit.
Wow, that must have been super scary.
It really was. And I've had a couple other experiences like that, but not often. I try to dabble on the light white side of things.
Absolutely. So this is a good question. Do you have any routine that you do before a reading?
Hell yeah. Music definitely helps. We are 100% 420 friendly. That also helps me. That gives me that extra pull so I can get through the last few readings of my day. Love to snack. And also we just kind of dance around. Landon and I are all about music and having fun and letting loose. And when I am not working, we are not doing anything work related.
How many loved ones do you have that have the same gift as you?
My grandmother is the only one on record that admitted to having a gift. I do feel like there are other people in my family that have the gift. They're afraid to come forward, including my brother.
How do your loved ones handle you having a gift?
Well, let's just say, they look at me like I've got two heads. Some of them like me, but it just depends on their mood.
Can you turn off your gift?
I personally can, because I have the power of selective hearing. If I tune something out, I can tune it out like nobody's business. Isn't that right, honey?
That's absolutely right. You'll tune it out completely.
I know. I don't even need to hear spirits. I can just tune everything out, including people that are living.
So here is a fan question. When and how can I expect to be chosen to be on the podcast?
Well, that depends on your situation. With the podcast, we will be focusing mostly on bizarre situations, unsolved mysteries. This podcast is not going to be focusing on what I usually focus on with TikTok, where I speak to people's past loved ones and give a lovely message. This is to solve cases and solve crimes. I want to be able to get out there and make things happen. I've already done it a little bit on TikTok, but I want to take this a whole new level.
Absolutely.
Well, I do appreciate you guys coming in and listening to our pre-sode. Be sure to watch us on our first episode, which we will be covering the case of Brandy Hall. Brandy Hall went missing, and I will give you a little bit more detail on that on the next episode, where I give you a full description of what I believe happened and how things went down.
Oh, that's going to be exciting.
We'll also see what Landon's opinion on this situation will be as well. We've both been taking our own notes, and we'll be kind of comparing. So stay tuned, guys. Thanks for watching.
Take care, guys.